This is Marla Schmidt with Adventure Corps and the 2008 Badwater Ultra Marathon.
My name is Brent Ruby, Walt Hales, Dusty Slivka, John Cuddy. We're with the University of Montana. And we're just doing a research project looking at different hydration strategies and hydration parameters during the race.
I'm doing the science experiment, and they're looking at how much water you turn over in your body during the race.
Taking blood samples at three different locations, the beginning, stovepipe, and at the finish. So how much water they're turning over during the course of the different segments of the race.
They want to know how much water goes in, how much water comes out, and it's not as easy, I guess, as just drinking and peeing.
And body weight changes.
And there's a stable isotope tracer that I ingested last evening, and then they're tracking that, I think, through the urine.
And we're also using a wireless temperature system to measure core body temperature for the first 42 miles.
And I ingested a temperature sensor this morning. I'm wearing a pack that records the temperature.
Well, we're just interested in what the environment does in terms of sort of quantifying the hydration requirements associated with it, water in, water out, and how does that relate to how a person maintains or does not maintain their core body temperature within that narrow, safe human range. It'll provide info to the racers themselves. We're also funded by the Air Force Special Operations Command, so we're interested in providing data to the military for different environmental extremes and how that affects hydration requirements, and try to come up with some numbers.
This is Marla Schmidt with Adventure Corps for the 2008 Badwater Ultra Marathon. Thanks for listening.